Here's a thought I'm titling, Beyond Bragging Rights. It's a part of human nature that we want to share our successes. So it's natural that when we make a photograph we're particularly proud of, we want to show it to others, probably as it should be. And so we put it up on the wall, we frame it, we hang it, we maybe even give a gift away. We might bring it to the office. We put it on our website. There's lots of ways to get our work out there and to justifiably brag a little bit and say, gee, I'm very happy with this one. But if you've noticed what I've noticed, that joy is somewhat fleeting. It doesn't take long before that exciting new print that we put up on the wall kind of fades into the background. We don't notice it much anymore. I notice this with websites a lot. A photographer will be very excited to put together a new website, send out an announcement and say, here's my new website, and then the longest time goes by and there's nothing new, there's nothing added. It sort of gets forgotten, out of sight, out of mind. Which brings to me a very interesting question, I think, and that is, other than that moment of fleeting joy that we get with each successful photograph, why are you interested in photography? Photography is an expensive, time-consuming project. There must be deeper reasons why we go to such lengths and expense and work and sacrifice for our photography, other than fleeting bragging rights. What does photography provide you beyond the bragging rights of successful photographs? I think this is an important question. It took me a long time before I could eventually answer this question for myself. But once I did so and I had clarity, it made my photography different and better and more rewarding. My answer was, I photograph for the connections that it allows me to make that I wouldn't make without it. Connections with the world, as simple as I go places that I would never go if I wasn't going there to photograph. Connections with people. I think of all the hundreds, thousands of people that I've met in photography through all kinds of fascinating ways. Travel, Zoom presentations, bumping into people out there in the world who happen to have a camera and a tripod and we get to talking. Most of my personal friendships are somehow based in photography. But then beyond even that, it's a connection that photography allows, I guess I would say, with my deeper self. I've learned a lot about who I am and what I value and how I relate and how sometimes I don't relate as well as I'd like, because photography has taught me about myself in ways that I may not have learned if it weren't for photography. So photography for me, that is to say the deeper reason beyond making the occasional nice photograph, the reason to be involved in something like photography is because of the connections that it allows me. And I'd go even further and say, the types of connections that it allows me. There are some connections that are more valuable than others. I'd much rather spend an evening looking at someone's prints than a moment on someone's Facebook page. I would much rather have an evening of someone looking at my prints rather than knowing me only through my Instagram account, which, by the way, I don't have an Instagram account, but that tells you something about me and about what I value in photography that has very little to do with the artwork I produce.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.